Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I greet all of you, my spiritual family, my UCM partners. Thank you for joining me today. And we're going to go on a little journey, if you will. We're going to explore the paths of the Lord. That particular phrase, there are various references in Scripture that talk about the paths of the Lord, and it would behoove us, it would benefit us if we would understand what it is that God desires for us. Now, in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 25, the word of the Lord tells us to let us, not only since we live in the Spirit, that we're to walk in the Spirit. And this life that we're on is really a journey. And there's many different ways we can go. There's many different pathways. But Jesus said the way to eternal life, His highway of holiness, was a straight and a narrow way. Few there be that find it, because they're attracted by the broad way that leads to destruction and that goes to the very gates of hell. But God does not want us lost. He doesn't want us to get detoured. And so He wants to make straight paths before our feet. So we want to learn about the paths of the Lord. First of all, what is a path? Well, by definition, it's a trodden way, a way that is used. If you are live out in the country, or if you've gone on walks in the wilderness, sometimes you'll find pathways that are made through the underbrush that are used by deer or the local wildlife. You can see all the grass is sort of worn down because it's a pathway. In fact, even my cat, there's a way to a clump of sagebrush that, I mean, I can tell, I'm pretty sure she's made a pathway there, because it's evident that some little critters have been going back and forth on this pathway. So it's a trodden way. It's a track specifically designed for a particular use. It's a course, a route, a way of conduct. See, it doesn't have to be a physical, literal pathway or road, but it also can refer to a way of conduct, of life, or thought. Now, let's hear what Paul tells us in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 2. And I'm going to be sharing a lot of Scripture. Scripture almost preaches its own message to us. And one Scripture will simply amplify what another Scripture has declared. But the second verse of the 2nd chapter says, "Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Isn't that true? We were in the kingdom of God, of darkness, and God translated out of that kingdom into the kingdom of His dear Son. So, by way of overview, let's kind of take a look at our lives since we are on a journey. First of all, God is God. He's omniscient, and He knows everything about us. Psalm 139:3 says, "Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways." That's so precious. The Revised Standard says, "Thou searcheth out my path," which is the same sense as compasseth. And Psalm 142:4 says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." So God knows everything about us. He knows where we've been, where we are right now, where we're going, and He counsels us to walk in his ways, to avoid the ways of the wicked, to shun the paths of unrighteousness. Proverbs 1:10 and 15 counsels, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, because to walk in the way of sinners, or to sit in the seat of the scornful, you will not be blessed. As the very first Psalm tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Proverbs 4:26 tells us, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. So we have to take careful thought about where we are in life. And sometimes it's good to just take a review, to take an inventory, if you will, of where you're at the moment. Where are you headed in the direction you want to be going? And if not, then we need to ask the Lord's help to get us right on that good path. Now, God promises us in various references in His Word that He will establish His people in the right path. That's very encouraging. We're not left to our own devices to try to figure out where God wants us to go or what God wants us to do. I know there have been requests recently, a brother, if you don't ever hear back from me, please email me again. It's happened a couple times at least. The email just disappears. I don't delete it. I can't respond to it. So just know I pray for every email, and I certainly pray over every letter. And if you write me and you don't hear back, know that either I never got the letter or there was a problem in the post office delivering my response, because I respond to every contact. And I just want you to know that. So don't be discouraged. Just know that I'm praying. And if you don't hear from me, let me know and I'll get back to you. So God does want to give us direction. He does want to let us have that assurance that He's with us and He's leading us in the right way. Proverbs, the second chapter, verses 6 through 9. There's nothing like God's Word. It just says that it says it's better than anyone can preach it. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. If you're righteous, if you've accepted Jesus, you have Christ's righteousness imputed to you, and so God has laid up sound wisdom for you. He's a buckler to those that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of His saints. Praise God. That's something to get excited about. And then further on in that chapter, it talks about the ways of the wicked, the pathways of the unjust lead unto death. Isaiah 42:16. Now, we're still talking about God establishing His people in the right paths. He says, this is what the Lord says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I feel that's a rhema word for some of you listening right now. God's going to answer, but not the way you expected. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and will not forsake them. Praise God. And then in Micah, the 4th chapter, verse 2, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And Psalms 16:11, very simply, the word tells us, the psalmist declares, thou wilt shew me the path of life. Praise God. Isn't that precious? Hallelujah. You know, I just like to stop for a minute. I do want to be sharing, we might do that on tomorrow's broadcast, the importance of prayer in asking the Lord's direction, in asking His guidance and His leading. But, you know, it's important that we understand in this day-to-day life we live, sometimes we can get so bogged down with our circumstances and we just can't see the forest for the trees. And perspective is everything. Recently, I had read an account of a missionary flying over a river in Brazil, and there was a riverboat he saw twisting here and there to one side of the river and then going over to the other side of this broad river. And to those who were on the boat, it might have seemed like an unnecessary waste of time going from one side then to the other shore. But from the height of the plane, the missionary could very easily see the sandbars and the deep water channel. And so it was the experience and concern for his passenger's safety that the captain traveled in the way that he did. So the long way around was the short way home. And if you've been frustrated at times with seeming delays and detours, if you will view it from above, just know that the captain of your vessel was steering you past a sandbank, and he knew exactly what he was doing. The one way we can look at our lives when things and circumstances don't go the way we want is to consider the heavenly vantage point where we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Dark clouds hold rain that enrich the earth. We only see the dark storm clouds. They're dark to us only, but from a pilot flying above, they see white clouds. So what might seem to be a dark happening from Earth's perspective is not really so when viewed from the realms of celestial glory. Praise God. Well, I just thank God for His goodness, and I just want to take a moment to pray. Father, you see those that are needing to be directed in your path for their lives. Lord, those that are seeking guidance and wisdom. Lord, you said clearly through James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not, it shall be given. And so, Father, I release that peace, first of all, and then a sense of direction, Lord, that you are with them, that you will show them the way, that you will allow doors to be opened, that you want them to go through, close every door that is not of you. And, Father, bring them into their inheritance, into that safe harbor that you have reserved for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, this time goes so quickly, and if you do need the support of agreeing prayer, I invite you to the right. The announcer will give our contact information in just a moment. I'd love to hear from you, and know that your letter will be answered personally by no one else. It's just me and the Lord, and I seek the Lord in your behalf and send back whatever He gives. Thank you for joining me. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast, and until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.